You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hold up. We've done radio for 20 years. How did I not know your dad's name is Romeo?
That's something that should have been out there a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
to be honest.
You're the second when he has a son named the third.
Some of the guys on Twitch are like, I didn't know Lance had a sister. He never talked about it. I told you that her ex-husband changed his name to King Butter. I said that on the air. This dork
changed his name to King Butter.
It's now his given.
Butter, B-U-T-T-E-R.
Yes.
Why is that, by the way?
Because he's a giant dork.
No, but I know. But what? But what does smooth, King
I
guess? Butter mean?
I don't know.
Because he's so smooth.
He makes T-shirts and gives it to his friends to wear T-shirts of his face.
It says King Butter.
Yeah.
What? How did she? What is wrong with your sister?
Nothing now.
Well, no. But how could she marry?
Well, it was
King
a
Butter.
Trust me. My dad calls him Princess Margarine. He thinks, and that's a total. That's a dad move.
Like, it's a dad joke. If he could dab, he would,
and he probably can. But yeah, my dad's not. You mess with a man's daughter in any way, shape, or form, and the dad in any scenario.
Oh, yeah.
You've got an enemy for life.
Oh, Did dad know he was a numbnuts before?
He was wondering why we hadn't reached out. Apparently, like, God, at this point, your family hasn't reached out to see how I'm doing.
What?
When they were in the midst of getting a divorce, like, what are you talking about? You're dead to us. Beat it.
They don't like you.
Beat What's it, the King. With you? Beat it, Butter.
Did your dad know he was a dummy before?
Yeah, we kind of knew.
You all knew.
I mean, there's only so much you could do. Well, he's just different. Like, he was just a different dude.
Well, when you name yourself King Butter.
Well, when he was upset
what
with my sister
mean?
For not. It means he
he's Butter,
he's a
baby.
Huge narcissist. It means that he, like, legitimately wants to be his own brand.
He didn't have a job, though, did he?
Yeah, he was like, he did IT type stuff. I mean, that shouldn't be a huge shock.
Yeah.
That's kind of an IT move.
No.
Go away.
IT, don't you nerds, think your they son? They don't call themselves King
they
Butter.
They don't. They would call themselves
He also did
else.
Powerlifting. Like, he would get into things randomly. Like, he decided he was a Northern Illinois football fan. Out of nowhere.
Because
he just started driving to Northern Illinois games.
When?
Became a friend.
When they went to the
years
Bowl?
Ago. Like,
Orange
like,
Bowl that
started,
one time?
Started like... I don't know, 15 years ago.
When they went
when
to
they
that,
had that running back.
Or that quarter. When
no,
they went to
not
the
Michael
Bowl?
Turner. Huh?
Is it when they went to that Orange Bowl that one time?
I don't know when it was. He just started. He wanted to be part of something. Then he got into CrossFit. Then he got into powerlifting. Then he was into
Can we
making
find
his own
King
hot
Butter
sauce.
Him on the show?
I know we're killing him, but do you think one of your sons has these tendencies?
One of my sons?
What's your nickname for your kid? Cobra? Is that his nickname?
No, Snacks.
No, Snacks.
Yeah. He tried to self-brand Cobra, and it didn't take.
Well,
although
King
he did
Butter
end up on a basketball
either.
Jersey one year when they said, yeah, if y'all have nicknames, we'll put them on the jersey. And it says Cobra. Like, everyone knows you're not Cobra, Snacks.
Well, everyone knew that guy wasn't King Butter.
I was so pissed
you
when
need
it
to
said
snuff
Cobra.
That out. You need to snuff that out right now.
No, nah, that's his brand.
Nope.
He doesn't love it. And his coach heard me yell at from the stands, so now his basketball team, he and Mason are on the same team. Mason's bigger than Snacks. They call him, now they all heard, Snacks, Snacks, and they call Mason Meal. Swear to God, I'm like, ooh, that's kind of disrespectful, but true also.
But Mason's skinny. He ain't a full meal.
Like, he's not little kid skinny.
No.
That's what an Instagram thought would say. I'm not a snack, I'm a full meal.
I'm a full meal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't say that about himself. I don't think he loves
that
nickname.
That's what Jack Easterby would say.
Well, a thought would say that, too.
Hey!
Yeah.
With a shout out to all the people eating real meals out there. Happy meals. Yeah. I love it. I love it when that happens.
Kids meals.
Christ also wants you to know this. If you are that fish, red fish, blue fish, it's the duality of man. You feel me?
Ha-ha. Excuse me.
Shout out to all the people here. Shout out to all the people here who came there with their wives, okay? Shout out to all the people who have children not out of wedlock. Shout out by round of applause. Everybody who has children out of wedlock, round of applause. Like, Jack, stop. Jack, stop doing your comedy routine.
Did he ever use the term shout out at a non-predominantly black audience?
Did you hear him say it the first time when he was talking about bro?
No, it was and all accents that?
No.
And stuff.
It was, yeah. It was a different vibe. Huh. I want to, if somebody can find me one where Jack at any point goes, orale. If he hits an orale or híjole or what's up, Holmes? If he ever does something where he says Holmes or chale or Simon or like, please let that surface. I swear on everything, there will be a financial reward for this.
All right.
Okay? If you can find anything where Jack says Simon or chale or eso chévere or híjole or órale or what's the other one? The bad word?
Well, don't say the bad word.
Well, it's not a bad word. In certain ones, they just say ño.
Oh.
Con, ño. Oh, yeah. Hey. If that's out there anywhere.
You can.
Yeah. You can anything.
Anything.
You can offer the reward as long as it doesn't come from your iList for Kids funds, because that's probably misappropriation.
Well, I'm not going to say where it's coming from, but I'm just going to say this. If you find, and here's the easiest one. Hey, Holmes, like, you ever been to a game out in Mexico where all they're saying, like, they don't say, hey, Holmes in Mexico, Jack. They're speaking Spanish. You're doing a Chicano. You're not doing, hey, what's up, homie? God, please let this happen.
Speaking of Spanish, did you see what happened down in Brazil? A Brazilian soccer player has been punished 8-game suspension after he scored a goal. I guess he showed everybody his nuts. Yeah. And it broke out. A fight broke out.
Well, that is disrespectful, though.
The naked celebration and the ensuing on-field fight happened in December, but the punishment only just came down this week. Apparently, here's what he said. He said, I don't know, what really triggered the brawl was Emerson waved his genitals at his opponents during the nude celebration.
Who did this?
Emerson.
Emerson's a real player.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, I don't know if it's the same.
Oh, it might be a different Emerson. Yeah.
Very well. I think it is. It's not the same guy.
Winger Emerson Carioca.
Yeah, it's not the same one.
It's not the same one.
Premier League, no.
Claro.
What really triggered the brawl was Emerson waved his genitals at his opponents during the nude celebration. The winger claims it was in response to the racial abuse he experienced in recent matches from America's players and coaches. He said, America's people have been slandering me for the past 3 matches I've played against them. They call me a slob, an alcoholic, and a fat monkey. I was annoyed at what went on. And so you show your nuts. I guess you show everybody your nuts. And it started a brawl. I mean, people, you want to talk about, they ain't afraid to come up, watch, there is.
Wait, you said America? Where did it start?
No, America is the name of the team.
Oh, opponent. I got you.
It starts with an M, America. It's like, you know, down south. It started a good one. Well, watch this guy. He's going to come up. There's to the back, a flying knee to the back. Watch. Boom. Ooh.
Dude, there's some real stuff jumping off on that soccer.
No. He did a flying foot with his spikes to the back. That had to hurt.
It was spikes? That wasn't a knee?
Spikes on. Wow. No. Yeah. That's awesome.
That's a real fight going on.
South American fights are the best. They're real. They ain't like a basketball fight. Or a baseball fight. I mean, they go after it. Boom! People come flying kicks in. 9/11 ESPN.
Keep your nuts to yourself, I think is the lesson.
Keep your nuts in your pants, guys.
Yeah, guys, this isn't hard.
Emerson, let's go, Carioca.
If you start showing your junk to your opponents, they're going to take that disrespectfully. They're going to say, okay.
No.
No.
Disrespectful yourself.
A little bit. You took your genitals out after scoring a goal. disrespectful.
No, that's not a celebration.
No, but he kicked me in the back. No. You took your genitals out a little bit.
8 games, no genitals on the field. All right? Keep them in your pants. All right, right now, though, I'm going to talk about Champion Energy. Look, you're looking for the great way to save money every single month. My bill has been, I just love it when I get my bill from Champion Energy because it's like, whatevs. It's no big deal. While you're paying more, I'm paying less. I have been for a dozen years now. And I'm telling you, if you're looking for a great way to save money every single month, it's the best way. It is simply the best way. All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560, and you're going to see that you'll save money every single month. You'll have the best service. It's so easy to switch over to. If your contract is up with your supplier, your electricity supplier, go with mine. It's champion.energy/1560.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm going to have to apologize, though.
Yeah, in the midst of all that fun you were having, you made a mistake and equated something to something else you shouldn't have. I think an apology is necessary.
Mark says, H-Town Funk says, my Mexican wife did not appreciate. Speaking of Spanish, did you hear about Brazil? They speak Portuguese there.
Are you going to apologize for that?
No.
It's not the same thing. They're two different languages.
It's not even remotely the same thing.
Oh, yeah. I lived in Spain. Portugal was right there. Same thing.
No. You said Brazilian.
I know.
Speak Portuguese. Speaking of Portuguese, Spanish, did you hear about Brazil is what he said?
Wait. This is not. No, I can't just let this go.
What?
Portugal, they speak Spanish, right?
Right.
No, they speak Portuguese.
In Portugal, they speak Portuguese.
No, Brazil, it's the same for Portugal and Brazil?
They speak Portuguese in Brazil as well.
I don't care. It's like Spanish.
No. Speaking of Spanish, did you hear about Drake
is learning Portuguese.
He is?
Because he does a lot of...
Are you sure he's not learning Spanish?
He does a lot of Brazilian jiu-jitsu, Thai kickboxing. He just wants to learn
Portuguese. There's a lot of similarities in between the two.
Drake knows... You know, Drake taught himself three instruments. He has taught himself Arabic or some phrases in Arabic.
He teaches himself a lot of stuff that doesn't make him any money.
Yeah, I know. Taught himself Portuguese.
Maybe he should be a
wine stuff.
Since he's learning language, join the FBI, the CIA. Don't they love?
Well, he's
going to
be a firefighter. He's got his test.
Oh, he does?
He's going to be in a 1,000-degree temperature house on fire, a controlled setting, obviously. So he's got his. It's called a burn test. So he's doing his burn test this weekend.
Ugh.
He was going to be a paramedic. He had his EMT stuff, and then like took time off. Was working restaurants, and then
he was going to be
a paramedic, but he likes fire. This is how he is. Like, he's somebody who loves to do kickboxing and fight, you know, the fighting stuff. Because you have to be wired different for that. His whole thing was, Dad, man, I couldn't breathe at one point when we were doing our firefighter stuff. We had our stuff on, and you didn't know if you were going to make it. I thought I was going to pass out. It was incredible. I'm like, that's not incredible.
Yeah, that's not
this doesn't sound incredible. And to him, he goes, I want to be a firefighter now. I said, because you almost passed out and because – you got to wear 70 pounds of gear. Yeah, it just makes you feel alive. It just feels so great to do. I'm like, people are wired differently.
But how often will he actually be in one of those experiences as a firefighter? I wonder what percentages are.
I have no idea, but the guy said, you better check all your gear because if you don't have everything, if you have any holes, if you have anything, he goes, you're going to get burned. It's 1,000 degrees.
Yeah.
I think that's probably, and he said, you're also going to find out if you're claustrophobic. Some of you don't know that you are. You will 100% find out if you're claustrophobic on Saturday. So, shout out to the firefighters out there.
Oh, man, that's a tough one.
If y'all want a Zierlein kid, get at me. I'll put them in your fire. Drake, I got your job.
Well, except for the ones in Deer Park,
don't
right,
cash at me requests anymore.
Except for the ones in Deer Park who couldn't put out that fire. You're like, guys, what are you guys doing?
What are you guys doing?
That chemical fire. Like, guys, hey, guys, at a plant. Hey,
you
guys,
know how long that's been burning? Let's go.
Get to work is what he said.
What are you guys doing?
What are you guys doing?
Catching overtime?
Lance, is your sister out of rehab? I don't know if she went to rehab. What do they say at Japanese games?
Nope.
Oh.
No.
Did you? So that story yesterday, the wonderful head of the Olympic Committee.
Uh huh.
Have you heard that story?
What?
The story about the Japanese leader of the Olympic Committee.
Oh yeah. It was out yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
Uh huh. Well, he says he's not going to resign, by the way. Yoshiro Mori. He is sorry. He says he's sorry today. For those of you who didn't hear, Yoshiro Mori, apparently he was talking about the Olympics, the committee, and they have the Olympics' fundamental principle is to promote women's advancement in sports at all level and organizations in order to realize gender equality. But apparently, with women on the board, there are 7 women on the board. They take a lot of time.
Here's his quote. Now he's 83. He's at the age where he's 83.
He can say whatever he wants.
Stuff. On boards with a lot of women, the board meetings take so much time. He said to laughter. Women have a strong sense of competition. If one person raises their hand, others probably think I need to say something too. That's why everyone speaks.
If we increase the number of female board members, we have to make sure their speaking time is restricted somewhat. They have difficulty finishing, which is annoying. We have about 7 women at the organizing committee, but everyone understands their place. Yikes. Dude, he's my favorite.
Why is he your favorite?
Everyone knows their place.
So, he said, last night my wife gave me a thorough scolding. She said, you've said something bad again, haven't you? I'm going to have to suffer again because you've antagonized women.
Who said that? Wendy?
No.
Wait, were you just talking or was that?
No, that was him.
Oh.
That was Morty.
You think that was like Wendy. Read it again.
Yo, shito.
Last night.
No, read that
My
quote
wife
again.
Said I said something bad again. Wendy could have said that.
Read that quote.
And last night, my wife gave me a thorough scolding. She said, you've said something bad again, haven't you? I'm going to have to suffer again because you've antagonized women.
Wendy or Maury?
Which
wife?
One? Like,
Wendy
this
or
is, instead
wife?
Of male golf or female golf or food, uh-huh. You can do Wendy or who's this guy? What's his name?
Yoshiro.
Or Yoshiro's wife.
Maury's wife.
Wendy or Yoshiro's wife? Which one? Who said it? Except you said you've scolded. Like, that makes me think, okay, that may not be Wendy.
No,
Wendy. She's from South Louisiana. What did you say this time?
Now I have to suffer.
Now I have to suffer. But all the sentiments sound like that. Could
it can't
be
me. This morning, my daughter and granddaughter scolded me as well. See, I don't
Frankie?
Have a granddaughter. I don't have any granddaughter. Yeah. I don't have any
granddaughter. Has Frankie ever scolded you?
He said, I don't talk to women that much lately, so I don't know.
He is your, soulmate.
He's my favorite leader of a committee ever. Yoshiro Mori.
I don't talk to women. Maybe you heard. I ain't talk to women anymore.
Hey, I'm married. You think I'm talking to women? Of course I don't know how to talk to them. But he did apologize somewhat. But I ain't quitting, he said. That's all. I love that guy.
Too lucrative to quit.
Yeah. Plus, I'm 83. What am I going
to
do?
Yeah, you should expect me to say these type of things.
Yes. That's what 83-year-olds do. They say stuff and they go, whatever. What are you going to do to me? I'm going to die soon. Who cares? That's it. I can't wait till I'm 83.
What would be the difference? You say everything you want to say now.
No, not really.
I know.
Not really.
I'm aware.
Here's the Texans' new logo. The eye of the bull is now...
There's a red fish,
a
blue fish
and
a green fish?
Two green fish.
Yeah.
I don't know. One fish, two fish.
Yeah, shout out those fish.
Yeah. The eye of the bull is now a red fish.
You think Jesus stopped on water and said shout out to the fish? I love that joke. Oh. Play it again, Del.
No, don't play it again, Del. That's it. No.
Rock, paper, scissors to the side? Again? You want to do that again?
Yoshiro Mori. Is that a food? No. It's
a person.
It's a male person. Okay? 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Man, it looks bad for Christian Wood.
Yeah, this is. It appears to be worse than the 14 days that I initially projected off WebMD. When you get rolled out in a wheelchair, it's usually, unless you've crapped your pants like Paul Pierce, it's usually a really bad sign if you get rolled, or if you're at a Benny Hinn thing. Usually you're going to end up being okay. If you're a Benny Hinn and you get out of the wheelchair and all of a sudden you start walking and that's
good.
Can we
put Benny Hinn on this one? On Christian Wood?
I don't know if he's alive. I don't know if he's in prison. I don't know.
We don't know if he's in prison?
Could be. For misappropriation of funds, 100%.
Well, yeah.
But or tax evasion of some sort.
Benny Hinn, at this point, is alive and no indication he's in prison. He was tweeting 9 hours ago.
He was?
Yes.
What did he say? Shout out fish?
One fish, two fish?
Well, he did renounce selling of God's blessings. Apparently, he used to do that. Sell God's blessings to people. He's not doing that anymore.
He doesn't sell God's blessings anymore?
Benny Hinn renounces.
Or does he have a discount on
God? No. Benny Hinn renounces his selling of God's blessings.
At wholesale prices.
No. Stop adding caveats.
No, I mean, is it on there that he says at 40% discounts?
I'm correcting my own theology, and you need to all know that. The blessings of God are not for sale, and miracles are not for sale, and prosperity is not for sale. So he's no longer selling miracles.
Or so prosperity?
Apparently.
So he's taking a different angle? Oh, so he's got a new angle he's working.
No, I think he's just giving them out for free now. Where he used to make a profit off of blessings. No longer.
I don't believe that for 1 minute. That's
like I said, if he's got one If he's got one stored up, a real one, then throw a Christian Woods way.
Well, he said he now believes such give to get theology is offensive to God. Of course, it took him, I don't know, 3 decades in the ministry to figure it out. But now he believes selling of blessings is bad. So Christian Wood can't buy any, but maybe Benny Hinn will do him a favor.
Can't buy it, though.
No.
Is there a raffle or some type of lottery situation to get this where you have to pay $10 and most of it will go to charity and we can get Christian Wood up out of that?
Most of that ain't going to charity. Ever see Joel Osteen's house? Most of it goes right to the house.
Well, can you imagine how big the charity houses are?
What? No, there's
like if there's one for like a, I'd like for the Eyelids for Kids house to be enormous.
But here is a bit of a caveat. Hinn has done this before.
Here's the rub down.
In the '80s and the '90s, he did something similar where he was backing away from this, but continued later on. So maybe Christian Wood can buy some blessings and a miracle for his ankle, because Benny Hinn seems to go back and forth on this.
Hmm. I don't know. I don't trust that he's giving them away now for free. I just don't. I just don't. 713-780-3776, the number if you'd like to hang out with us. 713-780-3776. I want to talk about my man Scott McGrath over at McGrath Pest Control right now. He's got anything that you need to get rid of the bug. I mean, it's gross. Do not have bugs in your house. I don't know. Roaches, fleas, rodents. I mean, bed bugs. If you got any of this stuff going on, please. I mean, I shouldn't even have to tell you this, that you need Scott McGrath. Now, I don't know who your pest control guy is. I know who mine is. Hawaii comes to my house and he sprays and he's awesome. He's unbelievable. But all the guys are. And Scott McGrath actually came and he did the termite inspection and he does that on a regular basis. He's still out there actually hustling and working. And I mean, when you're as big a name as Scott McGrath, you'd think, you know what, I'm going to take a break. No, not Scott McGrath. He's out there killing bugs. It's what he does. It's what he's always done. It's what he loves to do, and he'll kill the bugs in your home. All you got to do is call him, 281-469-8240. 281-469-8240. If you've got a bug problem, call Scott McGrath. If other pest control companies can't get rid of your bugs, Scott McGrath can. I've seen him do it. McGrathPestControl.com. That's McGrathPestControl.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. When the world is your oyster, we're... You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 9:30 ESPN 97.5. Chase, you know Chase, our boy Chase, played baseball at HBU.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worked in the building for
He
a little
worked
bit.
In the building for at the Texans. And he says, have you all talked about this yet? Once again, this organization cutting out the truly good people in that building. Here's to 0-16 every year for that dump of a place.
Reed, well, no, he knows those guys.
I know. He said, so here's the deal is, for those who didn't hear, we started the show with this, actually. Kevin Krakovic, who'd been there for 15 years. Mike Parson, been there for 13 years. And Doug West, who had been with the Texans for 14 years, all fired. Parson was the head equipment guy. West was the team's director of practice facility development. And Krakovic actually had a lot of different jobs in the organization, the latest being salary cap guy. Now, I can certainly see, Nick Caserio wants his own cap guy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. Mm-hmm. And Krakovic had been there for 15 years, though. He was football ops guy. He was all kinds of different jobs. So I don't know.
That one strikes me as we got to get a guy in who's going to be a multifaceted potential job. That makes sense for Nick to get his guy.
Yeah.
And get a real cap, a guy who is experienced in cap. That makes sense. Now, the football operation stuff, like what were the other?
Well, so... Chase says players love Parson. So let's just keep them mad. Doug was one of the guys I worked for. He was great at his job, but guess you can't have that in the building either. Nobody should give a penny to these buffoons until it's completely different from top on down. Well, I again, we started the show with, I don't know these guys. but it just seems like people that have been lifer, well, almost lifers in the organization for 13, 14, 15 years, you know, they're just kicked to the curb now in this organization. It just doesn't seem very, it just seems like just a terrible place to work. Just a terrible place to work. It just is, and you know, you're not walking around on eggshells worrying about Bill O'Brien anymore, but you better watch it because you just might get stabbed in the back by an Easter bee at any point. You just got to watch. Hey, listen, we don't know them. We don't know what their jobs were. Apparently, Chase knew them, though, and Chase said that they were great guys, whatever. It just seems to me, if you work for the Texans organization, get out. Get out of there. Because at any point, you could get stabbed in the back. Julian wants to get in here. Hey, Juliano. Julian.
Yo, yo.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
¿Qué pasó?
What's up, man?
Oh, this is Julian, the haircut. On, remember I told you he cuts all the... I showed you the Rockets, the famous haircutter, yeah. Oh. The barber. Well, you were called haircut guy.
But he's the haircutter.
This is you, right, Julian?
Yeah, that's me. What's up, man? What's up, y'all?
I see you got Rockets. Okay, I got to ask you this. So I saw Roy Robertson Harris, who's one of my favorite. He's one of my – and Travis Gibson, two of the guys who I really liked in the draft when they came out. I saw they're getting their haircut. I saw – Shaquem Griffin. So this is my question. It came up last night at dinner too. Do people come in, like, if they're just in Houston, do they come through, or do people come to get their haircut? Because they don't live here that I know of.
Well, yeah. Actually, it's funny because, I mean, a lot of guys actually do live in Houston in the off season because whether it's just word of mouth or they know other players that live out here and played out here. And when they come out here, man, they love it. Like, even former, like, Texans and former players that used to play in Houston, they end up buying a house out here. And they love the city.
So, but you're the hair cutter of the stars?
I wouldn't say that. I don't like to give myself a title like that. There's a lot of other great barbers out here. But, I mean, I do cut a lot of athletes. I do see a lot of athletes, yeah.
You do. A lot of Texans, a lot of Rockets. We saw Sterling Brown, David Nwaba.
I heard John calling them losers, man. Come on, John. Put some respect on their name, man.
Call them who?
Tell them. Wait, what'd you say?
What did I call them?
John called them losers yesterday.
What?
I was like, oh, man.
He went back and listened to the podcast. I don't remember you saying that, but you might have.
I don't remember saying that either.
He was like, yeah, they're all losers.
You can't, Julian. You can't take him,
Julian.
You can't take him.
What can you do with this?
I know,
Julian. I got all kinds of new hair from Doc Linville, right? What can you do with this right here? What
can you? Yeah, he could get you. Oh no, he could tighten
it up.
Oh, he could tighten you up.
Can you tighten this up, Julian?
Yeah, for sure. I told Lance, whenever you guys are ready, just let me know. I'll take care. I'll make some room for you guys.
So we can do. Can we do our whole show over at your spot?
Yeah, I mean, we can make something happen.
Empire Barber Studio.
Let's go.
That's right, Empire Barber.
Shaquem Griffin, I'm looking right now, and all the guys that you cut just recently. I mean, I get it. The Texan stuff word gets around with the Texans. But when did you start getting big? When did you start getting big with this?
I mean, it started a couple years ago, really. I mean, honestly, my first NFL client happened, like, I think 2012, and it was Whitney Merciless. That was my first NFL guy. And then after I got on with him, he put me on with some people. And then once you post on social media, I mean, it brings a lot of other people to you. And then the Texans actually ended up having me in the building 2 years ago.
Oh, really?
So that's how that happened.
So
yeah.
Can you take over for the barber for the Chiefs? Because he's giving everybody COVID.
You saw that, didn't you?
Hey, their hair is going to look terrible for the game. You saw that, right?
Yeah, I know, man. They need to take some extra precautions, you know, or some extra PPE and stuff. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what that dude's doing.
I know.
He could have ruined the Super Bowl is what he's doing.
Yeah, it came real close. So I'm looking. Like, do you – so this is not the first time you've done Shaquem and Shaquem Griffin's hair. Do they live in Houston?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, so they, I don't think they mind. I mean, they just, Yeah, they just moved out here, actually.
Oh, they did?
They got a spot out here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How about that? The Griffin brothers live here.
Yeah, Houston has a lot to offer for, you know, young dudes coming in the league or veterans that have families. I mean, anything you want, Houston has a lot to offer for, you know, all type of people.
Some of these guys come in, I bet, before games. I'm looking at Landon Collins. You cut his hair back in 19. Yeah. Dana,
that was when I went to Arizona.
I'm sorry, John.
Yeah, I was in Arizona.
Dana? Yep. Did you cut Dana's hair?
Dana Holgerson from Houston.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You cut that? You did that to him?
You don't have to make it sound like that.
It was a project, but, you know, we communicated and we worked on what we wanted to do. And Dana was very particular. And, you know, he gets a haircut like once every 2 years.
It worked out. He does. He's letting it grow now. He's wearing a cap all the time now, and he's letting it grow. Yeah. That's a look he's going for now.
He's got that wild man hair, but it's a compliment, Dana.
Mad scientist.
I'm gonna take snacks and get his hair cut.
Yep. Well, Julian, man, we appreciate it. Yeah, we gotta do something. You gotta do something with this because it's crazy now how much hair I got. It's crazy now, thanks to Doc Linville.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Yeah, let me know, man.
I got a ducktail working.
I just want to call, give you guys a shout out, and I'll see you guys all the time.
All right, man, we appreciate it. Thanks, Julia.
Can we get something shaved in your head like that, a little flower like that, right?
Yeah. Right? Look at how he can edge it up like that.
Yeah.
So?
I know you're uncomfortable right now.
Yeah.
But I just want you to lean into it.
I don't want to lean into it.
Yeah.
But you need to.
Because he almost said he could edge me, and then he cleaned it up,
edged it up.
Hey, Julian, can you edge me? That's not the right phrasing.
That's not. No, I didn't say that.
You almost
edging
did.
It up. That's what I do.
You know, it's not edging it up. It's an edge up.
It's an
not,
edge up.
Not edging it up.
Yeah. It's an edge up. That's what I said.
No, that's not what you said.
Yeah. I'm edging.
No, you're not. Not in the barbershop. Your barber is your therapist. Reckless. You can cut your hair. He can't do that for you. I don't believe that's on the menu.
I don't think Julian wants to. No, he don't want none of that.
No.
Edging up. Right?
Edge up.
Oh, man, he can edge get it up. Looking good. I'm looking at all of his stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it helps if you got a little thicker hair.
You already got it tight.
Yeah, I got mine.
You tightened it up.
At least hook me up.
Now I got a ducktail I'm working on right here. Maybe Julian can help that out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you want to keep it or get rid of the
ducktail? No, I got to keep it. My wife likes it.
Oh, damn. Yeah. He's shaving Patriots in people's heads.
Look at that.
What?
Well, we're Patriots like South. Patriots South.
Well, we are the Steelers of the South.
Can he shave a blue fish into someone's hair?
I think so.
Ooh.
Red fish, blue fish.
Red fish, blue fish.
Can he shave all the colors of the fish into people's hair?
One fish, two fish.
Yeah.
One fish, two fish. Red fish, blue fish. Yeah, no, that's what I want.
If you're on his Instagram, and you know, as Lance is going through all the athletes he's cutting the hair for, you're just a random guy. You're like, man, why you put me next to the Griffin twins?
Oh no, you're not going to get on the Instagram page. I don't think.
I'm looking at regular guys.
Well, you got to scroll way down.
You got to scroll way down. But I guess his best cuts will show up. You've got some regular guys, but it's like Greg Ward's on here. But you're like, I'm just a regular dude. I got all these ballers on the page. I'm like, you know what? Don't put me there.
I don't want to be up there.
Everyone's like, who's that guy?
Griffins.
Yeah.
No. That's Dell, the producer.
It's not. It doesn't hit the same.
No, it don't. did you see this? Well, I think you mentioned it. Alex Bregman's added 27 pounds.
So he added 27 pounds this month. Do you have a picture of the body?
No. All I got is.
I've just seen the face. I've seen a face with a mask on in an interview.
Oh.
I want to see what he looks like, because 27 is going to be extremely noticeable.
Yeah, I saw the face with the mask on.
Can't tell.
No.
Was that like quarantine weight like I like to put on, or was that like...
No, I think he probably put muscle.
Yeah, I don't think lifting he's
weight?
Publicizing that if it's quarantine weight.
Is he
going to
be too
weight?
Big? Is he going to be too bulked up?
Could be.
I don't know. Well, he wants to have a better season this year. Last year was tough. That was tough for everybody. He's currently at 207 pounds, which is about the weight he played at in 2018 and 19 when he had his two best seasons. Really? He had lost that much weight last year? He lost 20-some pounds? He put on 27 pounds of muscle from last season and still managed to look fit. while helping help Jim McInvale pass out refurbished computers and new printers to families. And that's nice. Nice. Anyway, you just said I just got in the gym and got after it. Definitely last year we left a sour taste in my mouth, and I'm going to get after it and get ready to go. Good. Good. We were looking at the bullpen. You know what? I don't mind this bullpen. We can go over it again. We can go over the bullpen again.
I like it.
It's not bad.
No.
I mean, there's no closer, but if Paredes can control himself.
That does concern me a little bit, because it's obviously not. They can't keep it pretending it's Ryan Pressly.
But Ryan Pressly had a knee injury last year. What if he's healthy?
And one the year before. And
what if he's healthy?
Can we see some results? It's been a year and a half without having consistent
results.
Well,
been hurt. So if he is. Now, Baez is another chance. I mean, I don't think he's a regular closer. He closed a couple of games for the Dodgers last year. But Paredes is the best.
My concern with Paredes is he really has to develop his second pitch and maybe a third. He cannot. That fastball is so flat. And while it's fast, it's also very flat. So I just think that that's why he gets some bombs hit off of him. I'm a little concerned with Paredes. I don't think Paredes is ready to be that.
To me, you got to watch Paredes coming in. He can't come in with anybody on base, because you just never know where the ball's going.
Well, then you can't be a closer. You're a closer. You have to be able to, like, man, when it's going sideways, or when we want to keep it from going sideways, like, you're the guy. You're our dude.
Yeah.
So that's not – if you don't have that kind of confidence in him.
What about a scrub?
No, but he actually is better. He's got he had that crazy spin rate that's one of the best. He had the biggest 12-6 breaking ball motion off the table of anybody in Major League Baseball last year.
I hope he didn't put 27 pounds on. He didn't need that.
I don't want to even put 7 on.
No, I don't want to put any pounds on. But take a few, maybe take a
but
few.
But you like him thick.
Well, he's a little much. He's a little much.
You think he's gotten too big for you?
Well, yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So he is.
So there's such a thing as too thick.
Too many C's on
too
him?
Too many C's.
That's thick.
Okay.
Yeah. Feels right. A little too much. You know what else is too much? Too much crappy house you got. That's what's too much. How about Jeff Aronoff coming over to your house and fixing that? Taking care of that business for you. Jeff Aronoff does that every day. Jeff Aronoff will make the... See this? Rock hard. That's what it is. That's what Jeff Aronoff does. He does. He'll put in countertops. He'll put in vanities. He'll put in a tile. He'll put in. He'll put in marble. He'll put in granite. All of this stuff. This is what Jeff Aronoff does every single day. He just refurbishes, redecorates, redoes, or he could be the original. If you don't have anything out in your backyard, we didn't have anything. He designed an outdoor kitchen for us. It was awesome, and it helped us sell our house. And he can do this for you, too. If you're looking for that guy, that kind of workmanship, you're working for the guy that's going to get that job done at 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. If you got a big job at Jeff Aronoff, you want to redo your business or your home, whatever the case may be, Jeff Aronoff is here for you. Or if you're building, let Jeff Aronoff come and put that outdoor kitchen in for you from the start, from the get-go. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
948 ESPN 97.5. Monty said I said the F word on the air. I didn't say the F word on the air.
Yeah, she just, I was listening, and Mr. Granato said the F word when talking about
a somehow scrub?
Yeah, when you were talking about Andre
Maybe I
Scrub.
Said, she said, is it the F
Scrub.
Word? Yeah, did I say fat?
No, she thought it was the real one.
No, Scrub. I said
Del,
Scrub.
Did you have to dump John? Did John
no,
use the F word?
No, he didn't say the F word.
See, Marty, that's malicious accusery, Marty.
Mm.
Okay? That's what that is. That's what
she would have fit right in during the Salem witch trial.
Yeah. Okay? I probably would have been burnt at the stake by Marty by now.
She would have pointed a finger right at you.
Right. Marty. I need to know your wife's real name. Because if anybody knows Nicole's real first name, please give us a call. 713-780-3776. I need to know what this is because I can refer to her as that forever. Because she hates that name, huh?
Yeah. So I have to deal with this all the time. Ramadi thinks she hears things on the show. Mm-hmm. And I immediately get the dressing down. I get in trouble for it because of you.
Are we going to call him Scrub the Stallion now? No, we're going to call him Scrub the Stallion.
Scrub the Stallion. So have you figured out what you're doing on this game?
I think I'm going Tampa.
The smart
which is
money,
kind of dumb.
The smart money, supposedly smart money, is coming out on Tampa. Now, obviously, people are betting on Tom Brady. You know, the myth of Tom Brady, which I'm not saying myth as in the mythical Tom Brady, meaning he's magical. Like, he's just, there's something special about him, things like that. And it doesn't mean that that's not something you should bet on, because that is a pretty, I mean, that's a pretty cool storyline if he's able to pull this off. It really is. I talked to, you saw him, Peter Nguyen, who is the sous chef over at Riel, the Asian guy who's from Boston.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, are you going to be cheering for Tom? He goes, he's a huge Patriots fan. He goes, absolutely. And if you think about it, I mean, Patriots fans absolutely had 20 years of Tom Brady, almost 20 years of Tom Brady. I'm sure there's not a negative feeling in the world for Tom Brady or Rob Gronkowski. It's an NFC team, so it's not even a competitor. It's not like Red Sox, Yankees. I'm sure they are 100% all cheering for Tom Brady to win another one
because
they feel special with him. I bet you every Patriot fan is cheering for him, without question.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you be?
No, you have to be.
So the weather in Tampa Bay this weekend in Tampa is going to be on Sunday. There is a 42% chance of rain, but I thought I remember seeing where the chance of rain is increasing later in the evening. That could impact. I still think I'll have to check and see if the numbers are there, but I still like the under 56. I think it was 56.5. I'm pretty sure it's gone down to 56, so it's come down a half point. I'm not sure on the side. It's 3 right now, so it's 3-56. I don't think that's going to move, and I think they're going to keep taking money on Tampa. The money line right now is plus 145, if you like them. Kansas City, it's minus 3. First half wager is Tampa Bay plus 2. Now, Kansas City doesn't get off to great starts. Remember that?
Yeah.
So maybe in the first – and it's interesting.
No, they're behind Tampa just Bay about every game.
Tampa Bay is plus a half, minus 135 in the first quarter. Half plus 2 for Tampa.
Tampa is plus a half a point?
In the first quarter.
In the first quarter.
Minus 135.
I like that.
Minus 135. What about halftime line? Tampa money line plus 120. Or plus 2.
Or plus 2 or plus 120. Yeah, I like that too. Kansas City falls behind.
National
anthem.
It's
what they do. National anthem is 2 minutes.
Over. Minute? No, I've got a minute and 57 and a half seconds.
Oh, everywhere I've seen it, 2 minutes. You're going over?
Yeah.
Now, it is a country singer, right? But
a country but, and I think a gospel.
And rhythm and blues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still think they can slow this thing down.
Yeah.
You'll know in the first 5 seconds.
If it was me, it would be 1 minute.
Will the Big Four score the first touchdown? Mike Evans, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Leonard Fournette. It's even money.
Mike Evans.
Evans and Fournette on one side and Kelce and Hill on the other.
Oh, yes.
One of the Big Four.
Yes,
the
first that's a great bet.
Yeah, even money.
Yeah.
Will Mahomes win MVP? Minus 125.
Just one of them has to score? And that's even money?
Yeah.
Wow.
Will Mahomes win MVP? Minus 125. Brady wins MVP plus 165. I think Mahomes winning MVP at 125 is a pretty good wager.
Yeah, because if they win, he's going to get it. Although, you never know, Tyreek Hill could get it.
Will Pat Mahomes have a passing completion longer than 39.5 yards?
With that offensive line, I don't know. But he always does. He always does, though. I would imagine. I would imagine I certainly wouldn't take the under.
What about this? Pat Mahomes throws an interception before a touchdown plus 280.
Ooh.
Kind of interesting, huh? He doesn't throw a lot of interceptions.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. But, no, well, you're getting good money on it. Almost 3-1. That's not too bad. I wouldn't bet that though. That doesn't sound like a good bet to me.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire longest reception 8.5, but you got to lay 145. That feels like it's definitely going over.
Yes,
especially with the offensive line stuff that we're talking about.
He's got to get it.
I could see,
and he's a good pass catcher.
Yeah, and his over/under for catches is 2.5. So can he get to 3 catches? Receiving yards 18.
Over. Anything else?
Man, those are pretty interesting ones right there. Then you got Darrell Williams. Basically, you have to figure out who's going to get the most.
Well, Darrell Williams is going to get some carries now. He does. He absolutely does.
As far as carries, they've got him. As far as Darrell Williams carries, let me get to it. They've got him at the same amount. 8.5? Oh, no, 7.5. Who's got the most rush attempts? Darrell Williams or Clyde Edwards-Helaire?
Who will get the ball more? Probably Williams.
Think so?
Yeah. I can't get on. What the hell happened? I can't get on my site.
There's some really interesting prop bets here.
Yeah.
I think Mahomes win MVP. Like, if you like Tampa, then fire on Tom Brady. Yeah. If you like, just play it. Or if you want to hedge your wager, you could play the other side. These are some interesting. Brady wins MVP. Can Brady win the MVP?
Absolutely.
There's no chance anyone else for Tampa would win it, would it? Would it be?
Probably not, because unless Leonard Fournette.
So your odds are better with Tom Brady winning the MVP than they are moneyline. So to me, that's your play. Brady wins MVP plus 165 is better than Tampa wins plus 145.
Right.
Because he's going to win MVP unless defensively somebody's got 3 sacks.
Or a couple picks.
Yeah.
No, but yeah. Well, defense is going to win it for him. That's for sure. If they win, defense is going to win it for him.
Gatorade, orange, red, pink.
But one of the quarterbacks is going to win the MVP.
Gatorade, orange, red, pink, minus 130. Any other color?
Urge.
I'm going to say blue. I think any other color is the play. Plus 100.
Well, clear.
Which would be water.
Or clear Gatorade.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah. Any other color you got? That's what you took? I can't get on my site.
Any other color? Yeah. Light blue, maybe purple. Maybe we get fierce. Fierce blue is the one.
For whatever reason, my site ain't coming up. How's yours?
Maybe the Fed shut yours down.
Maybe.
Be about time.
Have you seen this site? Somebody send this site to us. The Best of Mary Elizabeth Winstead. You haven't seen this site?
No.
Oh, it's pretty good.
So it's a stalker site.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's for stalkers.
Yeah.
Told you. Are you following it?
The official.
No, I'm not going to.
The site name is Best of Elizabeth.
Yes.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead.com.
No, it's a Twitter handle.
Okay.
It's a very interesting site.
It's gross.
It's gross.
Someone's very interested.
It's gross, Marty.
Yeah.
Delete it.
I'm sorry. 9:58.
You need to get to a break.
I do need to get to a break. You beat already... it.
Bye, bitch.
This is not going to be the new thing.
Yes, no. It is.
He's been waiting for this.
Yeah.
No more beat it.
No.
But this is way more aggressive.
Bye, not bitch.
Why are you still here? You heard her.
Not even one fish blue fish.
Bye, bitch.
Okay, bye.
Marty is not. Now, that is Mr. Dell, Marty.
I didn't say a word. That's just some awful woman saying
Marty,
that.
No, Marty, that's Mr. Dell is playing that, not Mr. Granato. Mm. Okay?
Don't believe anything he says, Marty. That's just John's guest in the studio saying, telling your dad.
Bye, bitch.
Oh, we're done. Keith, you're first up on the other side. Don't go anywhere.